Please be seated. So I've been asked to give some reflection on the theme and also on this Bible reading. So just to give a little bit of context, this reading, this passage today, follows Mark chapter 9, verses 14 to 24, where the disciples had been unable to heal a boy who was possessed by a spirit or suffering epilepsy, as is also interpreted. So they had this previous event where the disciples had failed to heal the boy. And in this passage, they come along and find an unknown exorcist casting out demons in Jesus' name. So that fellow was the right person in the right place at the right time, certainly as far as was concerned for the people who were being healed, and also for the disciples to get this lesson, and for us to get this lesson as well. The disciples were resentful. Somebody else other than them was casting out demons and being successful in doing so. So this resentment may have reflected jealousy, pride, self-interest. Disciples tell the man to stop casting out demons. But Jesus tells the disciples that's the wrong response, because that's causing others to sin, because he was casting out demons in Jesus' name. He was doing God's work. So if he stops, if the disciples are getting in the way of that man doing the will of God, obeying God. So what's the message for us? Don't be jealous or resentful when God uses someone else. God has a plan for you too. Now also in this today's passage and the service, we have a theme about on being the right person in the right place at the right time. So I just wanted to have a bit of a reflection on that. And let me say about, one message of this is, well, be prepared to be the right person. So what does it mean, be prepared to be the right person? Actually, it's ambiguous, isn't it? It's got a double meaning. One meaning of be prepared is be ready. And I'll give you an example that when I saw this theme, it reminded me of a very tongue-in-cheek item that I read in a newspaper many, many years ago. And it was this fellow lamenting somebody getting some bravery medal because they had rescued somebody from drowning. Somebody says, just another person referred to as a hero for what? Rescuing somebody from drowning, resuscitating somebody, rushing into a fire, saving somebody from a fire. He said, these people are just lucky. They're just in the right place at the right time. The real hero, he said, it was himself, because he had done his first aid course. He carried around his first aid kit, and he'd even done his bronze medallion to be able to pull people out of the surf. Just hadn't been in the right place at the right time. Now, the other side of be prepared is be willing. Be prepared to do it. If you're asked to do something, are you prepared to do that? So it's being prepared means to be ready and to be willing. And that's the true devotion. So our message then is to be prepared, and that's ready and willing, to be the right person in the right place at the right time. And that is our devotion to following Christ. We can only be at peace with one another when we put that devotion to Christ ahead of our own self-interest and pride.